If you want to understand where the AI market is heading, it helps to look past the product announcements and follow the infrastructure money. Today's biggest signal is a Reuters report that the AI startup Reflection signed a computing deal worth more than $1 billion with Nebius, and that the arrangement includes access to NVIDIA's latest chips. Reuters also said the company had reached an earlier agreement with SpaceX in June. The exact commercial terms of these deals are not public, and we do not know how quickly the capacity will be delivered or how it will be used. But even with those unknowns, the signal is clear. Compute is still one of the main bottlenecks in advanced AI. Let's translate that into plain English. When people in AI say compute, they are talking about the processing power needed to train and run models. Training is the expensive phase where a model learns from data. Running the model for real users is often called inference. Both of those take chips, electricity, networking, storage, and a lot of infrastructure discipline. For most teams, especially smaller ones, you do not think about compute until it becomes scarce, slow, or expensive. For the biggest AI labs, compute is a strategic asset. That is why this deal matters. A $1 billion contract is not just a purchase order. It is a statement about the current AI economy. It says that model builders are still racing to lock up capacity before they need it, because the alternative is waiting in line, paying more later, or slowing product development. Reuters framed this as part of a broader scramble among AI startups to secure enough capacity to train and run models. That framing is important. It suggests this is not a one-off event. It is a pattern, and the pattern tells us something useful about the market. First, the frontier is still expensive. The newest systems are not floating toward abundance by themselves. They still depend on large, scarce resources. That means the companies closest to the frontier are not only competing on model quality, they are competing on supply access, vendor relationships, and operational planning. Second, scale is still unevenly distributed. A startup with enough capital or financing can reserve infrastructure in a way that a smaller team cannot. That does not mean smaller teams are shut out of AI, far from it, but it does mean the shape of opportunity is different. Many creators and businesses will not win by trying to build the biggest model. They will win by choosing tools that are available, stable, and affordable enough to use every day. Third, this is a reminder that AI progress is not only about clever software, it is also about physical capacity. The chips have to exist, the data centers have to be built, and the power has to be there. When a company signs a deal like this, it is really buying time, throughput, and the ability to iterate. So who should care? If you are a creator, a small business owner, or an AI learner, you should care because this affects the reliability of the tools you use. A flashy model is less useful if the provider cannot keep it available or if pricing changes suddenly. A well-designed workflow on a modest model can be more valuable than an impressive model that is hard to access. If you run a small team, this story is a prompt to ask a practical question. What happens if your AI tool gets slower, more expensive, or temporarily unavailable? That is not a theoretical question. It is a planning question. A useful example. Imagine a support team using an AI assistant to draft replies to common customer questions. If the model is cheap today, but depends on a provider with strained capacity, the team may see latency, cost spikes, or service interruptions later. A more boring tool with clear limits, predictable pricing, and a fallback option may actually be the better choice. The same goes for writing, summarization, classification, internal search, and other narrow workflows. This is why the practical takeaway here is not, go chase the biggest model. It is, build for continuity. Here is one experiment worth running this week. Pick one narrow AI task in your workflow, ideally something repetitive and easy to measure. For a small team, that might be first draft support replies, meeting note cleanup, FAQ drafting, or tagging incoming requests. Then run a one-week pilot using your current workflow as the baseline. Track three things: time saved, number of edits, and failure rate. Failure rate means the cases where the model gives a wrong, incomplete, unsafe, or unusable answer. If you are testing a model or vendor that depends on scarce compute, also note whether performance stays consistent over the week. Does it slow down at busy times? Does quality drift? Are there rate limits? Are there clear backup options? That gives you a real business signal instead of a vague impression. There are also risks to keep in view. One risk is overconfidence in scale. Big infrastructure deals can make it sound as if more compute automatically produces better results. That is not guaranteed. Better data, better product design, better prompts, better evaluation, and better human review still matter. Another risk is vendor dependence. If a team builds a workflow around a provider whose capacity is uncertain, the team may inherit that uncertainty. That is especially relevant when the model is central to a process, rather than a nice-to-have feature. A third risk is mistaking access for readiness. Just because a company can secure a lot of compute does not mean its products are ready for every customer or every task. Capacity is only one part of the story. So what should human review look like here? If you are using AI in a business process, keep a person in the loop for any decision that affects customers, payments, access, safety, or reputation. Review a sample of outputs before you trust the workflow. Check for factual errors, missing context, and repeated failure patterns. If the model is used for writing, verify tone and claims. If it is used for support, verify accuracy and escalation behavior. If it is used for internal analysis, verify that it is not inventing certainty where there is none. That is especially important when the tool is new or when the workload is growing. The broader market lesson is simple. The AI race is still being shaped by infrastructure, not just ideas. The teams that can secure capacity may move faster. The teams that cannot will need to choose carefully, focus narrowly, and design for resilience. And that leads to the ClearForge verdict for this story. Watch. Watch, because this is not something most small teams should copy directly. A $1 billion compute deal is a signal from the frontier, not a playbook for everyone else. But it is a strong reminder to choose tools with clear availability, predictable pricing, and fallback plans. In other words, do not evaluate AI only by the demo. Evaluate it by whether you can actually rely on it. One final thing to watch next. Whether more AI companies start announcing long-term capacity commitments like this, and whether that changes access, pricing, and service quality for the tools that everyday users actually touch. If those commitments keep piling up, that will tell us the market still expects compute to remain scarce. For now, the lesson is not that AI has hit a wall. It is that the wall has become visible. And when the wall becomes visible, good operators stop guessing and start planning.